This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Stimmler, Le'ilu Nishmas, Moras Serel, Bas, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Yud Zayin Shvat, 13th of February, Rabbi Chaim Gross, Chiev Noshim Beberkas Hamozon.
Morning, everyone. Thanks for having me back here. It's a pleasure to be here. This is the highlight of my travels to England. I wanted to discuss with you today, as the title says, the chiyuv of noshim in Birkas Hamazon. The fact that noshim are mechuyavos in Birkas Hamazon is absolutely undisputable. The Mishnah in Brochas on the bottom of Daf Chaf Amad Aleph says that noshim avadim katanim are chayavim in tefillah, mezuzah, and Birkas Hamazon. So they're chayavos eimad adaber. The Shulchan Aruch, however, paskins that the level of their chiyuv is a safek. Whether they've got a chiyuv deraisa or they've got a chiyuv derabanan is a safek. I want us, in our half hour, to examine the journey between the Mishnah, which says they've got a chiyuv, and the Shulchan Aruch Pesach, which says that the level of their chiyuv is a safek, and see if that journey is muchach, and perhaps with enough gemin or two on the way. So now, the story starts as follows. The Gemara, in the middle, I say that for a reason, in the middle of Daf Chaf on the base in Brochas, Ravina asks Rava a shayla. He says, Nashim, their chiyuv birkas hamazon is deraisa or derabanan. That's the shayla which Ravina asks to Rava. Now, why should their chiyuv be only derabanan and not a deraisa? So that's machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi Shita is, the Pasuk says, Al ha'aretz hatova asher nasan lach. And the women weren't mekabel a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And because the Pasuk referring to Birkas Hamazon speaks about Nesinas Haaretz, and they weren't bichlal Nesinas Haaretz, that's the tzad in the Gemara to relegate them only to a Darabonim. Tosfos asks on Rashi, Ayin Sham, Tosfos says a different mahalach as to why Nashim might only have a Darabonim. Since Tosfos, because in Birkas Hamazon we refer to Brischa and Toraska, and Noshim are not Shayachos to Bris or to Torah, and maybe that's a sibba why they don't have a Chiyuv Deraisa, they've only got a Chiyuv Derabanan. That's the Machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Either way, that's the Gemara Shaila which Ravina asked to Rava, are Noshim Chavos Birkas Hamazon Deraisa Derabanan? I would say that Shlav Aleph in the Sugya. So the Gemara asks, L'may Nafka Mina, what difference does it make what the level of Chiyuv is? The Gemara responds, the Nafka Mina is whether they can be Moitzi are Nashim who have got a Chiyuv Deraisa, who are Argim and Varech, can those Nashim be Moitzi, the Nashim Yidei Chovasan? We hold Shulchan Aruch Paskins Lehedia that the Chiyuv Birkas Hamazon, at least for men, is when they ate Kadei Sviya. So if a man ate Kadei Sviya, so he's got a Chiyuv Deraisa, is a lady able to be Moitzi him or not? Can she be Moitzi him? Bishleima, if she's got a Chiyuv Deraisa and she ate Kadei Sviya, and he's got a chiyuv deraisa because he ate kadei sviya. If her chiyuv deraisa, she can be moitzi him. But if she's not shayach to the chiyuv birkas hamazon deraisa, she's only derabanan, a derabanan, lo asi derabanan, a moitzi deraisa. Because we know the klal hagadol is, kol she eina mechuyuv badava, eina moitzi esachay midei chovasan. So that's enough gemina. Can she be moitzi others? So that's Ravina asked the shayla to Rava, that was stage one. Stage two, the Gemara asked, lo mai naf gemina, and brought this naf gemina about being moitzi achayim. So the Gemara tries to bring, stage three we'll call it, a raya to be poshet the shayla. So the Gemara brings a braisa, tashma, stating the braisa, that for emes amru, ben, a son can be mevarech la'aviv, he can be moitzi his father in birkas hamazon, and eved can be moitzi rabbi, the isha mevareches labayla, a lady can be moitzi her husband in birkas hamazon. The Gemara is bringing a raya from here, must be that her chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa. Otherwise, what's Pshav? It says in the Braisa that a wife can be moitzi her husband in Birkas Hamazon. That's stage three. A raya from the Gemara to try machriya the safek that the olam women's chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa. The Gemara afterwards is madche the raya and says, hang on a second. It said at the beginning of the Braisa, ben mevarech la'aviv, a son can mevarech his father. Next year, Anan, let's see. There's a ben's chiyuv for sure is a chiyuv derabanan. L'chayu we're dealing with over here, with a son who wasn't yet arrived at the age of chiddach. His chiv is only a chiv of derabanan. The state in the brayse can be moitzi his father. Must be, says the Gemara, the brayse is dealing with a person who did not eat kadei sevia. Must be the father only had a chiv of derabanan, otherwise he can't understand how his son can be moitzi him. Ah, if we're dealing with a case, if the akibut of the brayse, the hechreach must be from the case of ben mavarach la'aviv, that the chiv being eaten by the person being yotzer was only a shir d'rabbanan, then that's true in the second case of the brayse as well, when it says isha mevareches lebaila. She's mevareches lebaila, must be that her husband also only a shir d'rabbanan. Aha! We're dealing in the case where the husband ate a shir d'rabbanan, and she, for sure, has at least a shir d'rabbanan, and that's why she can be moitzi him. If that's the situation in the brayse, I have no hachra to my shayla. If the brayse is dealing with shirim d'rabbanan, then I still don't have a pshitas to my shayla, because my shayla was in the case where the husband ate a shir d'raisa. We will know if the woman can be moitzi him even in that case. That's the Gemara. Stage one was Ravina's kasha to Rava. Stage two, the Gemara asked lemay nafkamina and bought the nafkamina about being moitzi acheri dechevasan. Stage three was the Gemara's attempted a hachra, a raya from the brayse. And stage four was a dechia. The brayse is not speaking about the case that we want. It's speaking about a case where the person being yotzer only ate a shir d'rabbanan. Based on this Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch holds that the maskalas hasugya is that it's a boy de lo ishita. The shayla was not answered, and therefore the Gemara asked it shayla. Ravina asked Rava, do women have a chiyuv the rice in birkas abazon or not? We taka don't know. At the end of the day, the maskalas hasugya is we don't know, and therefore we have to be cautious in a situation where the husband ate a shir d'raisa. We can't go ahead and say that a lady who also ate kadei sevia could be moitzi to him, because maybe her chiyuv would only ever get to a d'rabbanan, either because of Rashi's reason or because of Tosis's reason that she's not shayach to a chiyuv birkas abazon d'raisa. According to the Shulchan Aruch, but the story ends there. Okay, now we're going to go with the Shulchan Aruch's psak. There's a boy de lo ishita, which means la halacha, we've got a safek if a woman who ate kadei sevia is got a chiyuv derabanan or a chiyuv deraisa. So the Mishnah Berurah, some of you who stay for the dishes here will have seen this Mishnah Berurah at Siman Kuf Pei Vav, going with the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. What now happens, and this is really the nidah, the shayla I want us to speak about in the time that we have remaining. What happens if a lady ate kadei sevia? Yeah, she's the only lady, she's the only person in the picture. She ate kadei sevia, and she's got a suffix if she benched a birkas abazon or not. She's not sure, yeah, it's busy life, she did a lot of things, she wasn't sure, and did she, I don't remember, was I mevarech birkas abazon or not, but she ate kadei sevia. So the Mishnah Berurah brings this shayla, and the Mishnah Berurah says the gedolei achronim discussed and debated this shayla when she ate kadei sevia, and now she's got a suffix if she was already mevareches birkas abazon or not, what should she do? So there's really two sfeikas in the picture. There's a sfeik about the nature of her chiyuv in the first place. Is it deraisa, is it derabanan? And there's also a sfeik about whether, tachlis, she benched or not. So Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's a sfeik sfeika. It's a sfeik sfeika, and the general klan of the sfeik sfeika is you'll be makel. So in that situation, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, she should not bench again. She ate kadei sevia, she's got a sfeik whether she benched. There's two sfeikas, she shouldn't bench again. She shouldn't bench again. Now this is not really our Indian, but it's not, but it's not as straightforward a sfeik sfeika as other sfeik sfeikas you might find. The Shara Ephraim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is Cholek on Rabbi Akiva Eger, and said you can't apply the normal klalim of sfeik sfeika over here. So in this situation where she ate kadei sevia, she's got a safek whether she benched or not, she should go ahead and bench again. So that's the Machlekes Achroinim, which the Mishnah Berurah brings. So the Mishnah Berurah's concluding words are that a person who wants to be machmir, Keshitas Hashar Ephraim, that in a situation where she's got a suffix whether she benched or not, she should bench again. Ein limchois b'yadoi. Don't protest against a person who wants to be machmir like the Shar Ephraim, as opposed to being makel like Rabbi Akiva Eger. So what I really want us to do now, with on three different levels, is to give extra weight to the Mishnah Berurah's maskana that a person, a lady who ate kadei sevia, and she's got a suffix whether she benched or not, to give extra weight to the Ein Limchos B'yadoi of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah himself says, his real concluding words are, Ayin Bebir Halacha. So I want us to bring three different Mahalchim to give extra weight to the Ein Limchos B'yadoi of the Mishnah Berurah, the second of which is actually mentioned by he himself in the Bir Halacha. So just to recap where we are, the Gemara in Daf Chafam are based halfway down the Amud, started with Ravina Shaila Tarava, where the Nashim have got Ashayach to the Chiyah Birkas of Azan Darais or not. Rashi and Tosis gave their explanation why it might only be the Rabbanan. The Gemara asked for enough Gemina, gave enough Gemina about being Moitzi Achayim Yidei Chovasa, when those Achayim were 8 Kadesh Sevi'ah. The Gemara bought a Braisa to try to bring a Raya that women have got a Chi of the Raisa. The Gemara was Madched that the Braisa is speaking about a specific situation where the person being Yetzer only ate a Shir the Rabbanan. On that basis, the Shulchan Aruch said it was a Boy Delay Ishita. Within that Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, the Boy Delay Ishita, the Mishnah Berurah cleared the Shaila what to do now if she ate Kadesh Sevi'ah and she herself has got a Safek whether she benched or not. That was the Machlokas Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah said that a person wants to be Machmir like the Shire Ephraim to bench again, Ein Lim Chos B'Yadova, Ein B'Bir Halacha. That's where we've got to. Good. So the first, okay, here's where a few of the Cheshbonas start. So the first weight we can add to the Ein Lim Chos B'Yadova of the Mishnah Berurah, that in a situation where a lady's got she ate Kadesh Sevi'ah and she's got a suffix whether she benched, that she should go ahead and bench again, is as follows. I've emphasized a few times already this morning that the sugya in Chaf on the base started halfway down the Amud. V'lo v'chinam al RTK. I didn't say that's dumb. If you look earlier on in the same Amud, in the very same Amud, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, which says, Uba birkas amazin, the Nasha machavis and birkas amazin. Frank the Gemara, pshita. Why on earth should there not be chayavis and birkas amazin? The Gemara quoted the Mishnah and said, pshita. Then the Gemara says, Mal de tema, I might have thought that Birkas HaMazon is actually a mitzvah's asay shazman grammar, quoting a pasuk from last week's parasha that says that the Klal Yisrael got basar be'erev, and in the boiker they got lechem. I might have thought it's a mitzvah's asay shazman grammar, that itself needs a havana. Kamash Melam, says the Gemara, shat in the Mishnah, it's not a mitzvah's asay shazman grammar, it's a mitzvah's asay she'enazman grammar. That's a shtickle Gemara higher up on the half of a base. Quoting the Mishnah, fret the Gemara, pshita, says the Gemara, I might have thought that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah asay shazman grammar. Kamash Malan, it's not a mitzvah asay shazman grammar. So Rabbi Akiva Eger is Omed on that shtickle Gemara earlier on the same Amud, and he says, Ayin lekaman, what Ravina asks Rava, v'tzarech iyin. That's the Gilin HaShas on the side. What does Rabbi Akiva Eger mean to ask? If you think about it, if you just learn that Shtickel Gemara, it doesn't sound like there's any room to debate what the level of the Chiyuv is. The Gemara saw the Mishnah, says women are Chayiv and Birkas HaMazon. It says, Pshita, of course they're Chayiv. It doesn't sound like we've got Sfeikas about what the level of Chiyuv is. Maybe it's only Dorabanan, Bris, Torah, Nesina Sa'aretz. It sounds like, obviously they're Chayiv. It doesn't sound, the Shmek from the Gemara is, there's a straightforward Chiyuv. I think that's where Rabbi Akiva's Kasha is coming from. More than that, after the Gemara says a Habamina, it says, I might have thought it was a mitzvah to asay shazman grama. Now Rashi's shita is that the p'tor of Nashim from mitzvah's asay shazman grama is only when the mitzvah is deraisa, not when it's derabanan. So that means the pshita is difficult to understand if we're actually not sure what the level of chiyav is. But the Gemara's Habamina, that they should not be chayavos, because it's a mitzvah zaseh shazman grammar, only makes sense if that sugya holds that the chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa. Because Rashi's shita is that once a chiyuv is a derabanan, it doesn't make any difference whether it's man grammar or ain azman grammar. And therefore, it seems like it's actually a stira bein asugyos. It sounds like this earlier sugya in the Chafma base holds that the chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa, and later on, the sugya which we started with wasn't so sure. So you've got a stira mineo bey in the Chafma base. The Bahag only brings the first shtickel earlier on in the Amud and doesn't bring our sugya, the later sugya on the Amud, Bichlal. Sounds like that's B'derech Sharabiki Vega. So here, I've got a steer in the sugyas over here. So if you went with the Bahag's Psak, which we can understand quite well in light of Rabbi Vega's Tzarechian, then we can see it. It sounds like, according to the Bahag, actually women have got, if you go with the first sugya, it's Pashta, women have got a Chiyuv Doraisa in Birkas HaMazon. So, albeit we don't paskin that way, the Shulchan Aruch paskin that was a boy delay ishita al smach, the second sugya. Now, when you come to a question about when a woman's got a suffix, whether she should, she's got a suffix, whether she benched and she ate kidei sevi'ah, aside from the Shire Ephraim saying you can't apply sveik over here, you can also add in extra weight from the fact that according to the Bahag, we are helped to understand that with Rabbi Akiva Eger's kasha. Looks like they had a chiyuv deraisa in the first place. And of course, if she had a chiyuv deraisa, suffik deraisa lechumra. So that's more weight to the Mishnah Brewers, a linchos biyad, someone who, an isha who has a suffix, whether she's Marach Birkas or Muslim, should she go ahead or not? But according to the Bahag, it's Pasha she should go ahead, even though we don't pass like the Bahag. She had a chiv deraisa in the first place, suffix deraisa lechumra. That was the first kav to add weight to the Mishnah Brewers, a linchos biyad. We'll go to our second weight addition. If you leave aside Rabbi Kiva Eger's Tzarech Iyun, and the fact that it looks like there's a bit of a stira between the sigas on Daf Chaf and the base, let's be Makabel, we'll leave that question for the side, and we'll go with the siga that we started with, the four-part siga, Ravina and Rava, and the Tashma, and the Nafgamina, and the Dechia. We'll go with that sigya. So now, from that sigya, we saw the Gemara at the end made it a kimta. You can't bring a raya, back to our sigya, you can't bring a raya from the Brisa, because our Brisa must be dealing with a case where the person who is being Yetzer only ate a Shir Darabana. Otherwise, how can you understand the Bein Mevarech La'aviv at the beginning of the Brisa? It's clear later on from the same Amud as well that the Shir Darisa for Birkas HaMazon, for men, yeah? For men now, we've moved on to men. The Shir Darisa for Birkas HaMazon is only when you ate Kedei Svia. And the Shir Darabana, this is how we paskin, yeah? The Shir Darabana is Kazayis L'Rabbi Meir and Kabeitz L'Rabbi Yehuda. We'll call it just Kazayis for now, that's how we hold. Shir Daraisa, Birkas HaMazon is Kedei Svia. Shir Darabanan is a Kazayis. The Gemara later on, a famous Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu praises Klal Yisrael that even though they're only Mechuyuv in Birkas HaMazon Daraisa and they Kedei Svia, they're Medak the Kilal Atzman to be Mevarech Darabanan even when they only ate Kazayis or a Kabeitz. That's a Shvach of Klal Yisrael, they go lifnim mishur azadin, and they made the Birkas HaMazon derabanan even for a smaller shir. Okay, that's on the same daf, this famous daf, Chaf Mabez, on the same daf, Behemshech, it says this shvach of Klal Yisrael. So now that's good. So the Shulchan Aruch holds like this sugya that deraisa Birkas HaMazon is kedei svia, derabanan Birkas HaMazon is kazayis. Very good. Until you get to Daf Memtes on a base in Brochus. Daf Memtes on a base in Brochus brings a machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda about the Shir Birkas HaMazon. I'm being deliberately vague. It brings a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir about the Shir Birkas HaMazon. Is it Kazayis or is it Kabeitzer? And then the Gemara says, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from with this machlokes? And the Gemara brings Psukim. To say where they get their shirim from, Kazayis and Kabeitzer, brings Psukim. So Tosfos really asks, hang on a second, if the Shir Daraisa is Kedei Svia, why are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Mem Tes on the base bringing Psukim for their Shiurim? So Tosfos says, don't worry. Lo'olam, the truth is, as we saw on Daf Chaf on the base, that the Shir Daraisa is Kedei Svia, the Shir Darabanan is Kazayis and Kabeitzer, and these Psukim are only Asmachtas. Okay? That's good. We can go to sleep feeling safe and well. Okay? That's Tosis Ashita, and the Shulchan Aruch goes with that. However, the Ramban is Choylek Patoikev. Says the Ramban, no. Even though your Sugya, forget Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kasha, your Sugya on Daf Chaf Amud Beis is fine, Bimkoimoi. The Sugya on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, Ein Achin Ami, holds that the Shir Birkas HaMazon Daraisa is Kedei Svia, and the Shir Birkas HaMazon Darabanan is Kazayis. However, there's a Machlokes Hasugyos between the Gemara Daf Chaf Amud Beis and the Gemara Daf Mem Tes on the base. On Daf Chaf on the base, it held that Daraisa was Kedei Svia, the Rabbana was Kazayis. Mem Tes on the base is Choylek on that Sugya, it's a Machloikas HaSugyas. And on Daf Mem Tes on the base, actually we moved on. And on Mem Tes on the base, with a Psukim, their Doirish, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are giving Shiurim Daraisa. And when Rabbi Meir says it's Bekazayis, that Kazayis is Daraisa. We've got a Machloikas between the Sugyas, says the Ramban, based on other Cheshbonis, which are not for now, we go like the second sugya that the Shir Daraisa for Birkas HaMazon is Kazayis and not Kedei Svia. In the Machlokes HaSugyas, we're Machria like the second sugya on Daf Mem Tes on the base. Okay? That Shita's our Ramban. So again, we're not paskening, we don't paskin like that Shita, Shulchan Aruch does not paskin that way, but we're looking for extra ammunition for the Mishnah Brewers, Ein Limchos B'Yado. I'll explain. Based on the Shita's our Ramban, comes out a beautiful cheshbon. The Ramban himself says this cheshbon. Comes out according to the Ramban, if you think about it, there's no such thing as a Birkas HaMazon Darabanan. There's a Birkas HaMazon Darabanan. Once you've eaten a Kazayis, you're now mechuyev in a birkas hamazon. A man is mechuyev in a birkas hamazon. Doraisa. There's no shir derabanan. No one ever said that a chetzi zayis is chayev derabanan. Yeah. Either you've got a birkas hamazon deraisa, you've got no birkas hamazon at all. Kazayis is mechuyev deraisa, and anything less is not mechuyev bechlan. And anything more, well, you're already mechuyev deraisa. So according to the Ramban, yeah. According to the Rabban, go back now to our sugya on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Our sugya Daf Chaf Amud Beis, there's a brisa. Be'emes Amru, Bein Mavarech La'aviv, Ve'isha Mavareches La'bayna. That brisa exists. Even if the Ramban says as a machlokes in the sugya, he has to understand that brisa. That brisa exists, yeah, absolutely. You have to deal with that brisa. According to the Ramban, what's that brisa discussing? And in our sugya, when we learned it, B'shaitai, that brisa was discussing a shir derabanan. The isha, the husband that ate a shir derabanan, and the isha was moitzi him, we had no hachra to our safek because we were dealing with shir derabanan. But once the Ramban said that the maskanas ha'inyanim is that the shir derisa of birkas hamazon, the birkas ayis, that means there is no shir derabanan of birkas hamazon. And once that's the case, that means the brisa, you can't tell me the brisa is speaking about a situation where there's a shir derabanan eaten by the person being yotzer, because there's no such thing as a shir derabanan in the birkas hamazon according to the Ramban. If you've got a kazayis, it's already derisa. So that means when the brisa on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, in light of the maskana which we gleaned from Daf Mem Tesman Beis, says, isha mevareches lebaila, you can't tell me it's speaking about a shir derabanan, I've got no hachra to my shayla, because there's no such thing as a shir derabanan. Elamai, it must be that the man ate, he ate kazayis, you can tell me he ate kazayis, that's mechayev deraisa. And state, isha mevareches lebaila, she can be moitzi to him, it must be she's also chayev in birkas hamazon deraisa. Which means according to the Ramban's cheshbon, even though we don't paskin like that Ramban, it comes out in a situation where a woman's got a safek, whether she was mevarech birkas hamazon, according to the Ramban, she's mechuyeves in birkas hamazon deraisa, however much she ate. And therefore, that suffix would be a suffix deraisa lechumra. So we don't paskin like that Ramban. When the Mishnah Berurah bought his machlekes achroinim, who were working with the Shulchan Aruch Pesachim, it's a suffix. Then the Mishnah Berurah bought machlekes, whether you can say fake or not. He said, ein lim chois biyad hamachim in a shayra frayim. We've now added two bits of weight to the Mishnah Berurah's, the second one, this second cheshbon the Be'alacha brings. We've added two extra bits of weight to the Mishnah Berurah's, ein lim chois biyadoi. The first is Rabbi Akiva Eger's Tzarech Yid. It sounds like our sugya, which the Shulchan Aruch based himself on, is not so clear because it was a machlekes sugya in the first place. And more than that, the Be'alach himself brings it. According to the Ramban's cheshbonis, it comes out for sure that a woman's chiyuv is a chiyuv deraisa. And so she's got a suffix, which says suffix deraisa lechumra. So again, even though we don't hold that way, when we're looking for how to machri in the machlekes between the Shire Fram and the Rabbi Akiva Eger, which has got a suffix, where you can say sfaker, this is more fuel to add to the fire of the machmirim. That's the second added fuel. In our remaining 7 minutes, I wanted to add a third sniff that in this situation where an isha's got a safek, whether she's a mevarech birkas hamazon, she should, yeah, be choyza and mevarech. Forget Rabbi Akiva Eger's, Forget Rabbi Akiva Eger's Tzarech Iyun, that it looks like there's a steer between the sugyas. And forget the cheshbonis of the Ramban, that our sugya is not aliba de hilchasa, because life changed when we got to Daf Mem Tes on the base, and that has repercussions for woman's chiyuv. Forget all of those cheshbonis. Say that our sugya is chai v'kayam, and even without the shittas Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch holds it to boid lo ishita in our Gemara at the end. Staying with all of that, yeah? With the simple Shulchan Aruch. Still, there might be makom to say, even if, this is a game changer, even if a woman's chiyuv in birkas hamazon was only darabanan, nevertheless, there's makom to say in the Mishnah Berurah Shaila that when she's got a suffix, whether she benched or not, she should go back and be mevarech again. Meaning, even if you hold that her chiyuv's, even if you're posh at the Shaila, we're not posh at the Shaila, it's either deraisa or derabanan according to the Shulchan Aruch. Even if you're posh at the Shaila and you said that her chiyuv was a chiyuv derabanan, efsha, the din would be, and now she's got a suffix, she should be choyzeh and mevarech again. That sounds like Chinese. I'll be mefarish why. Remember, when we bought the Gemara initially on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Gemara, Ravina asked Rava Akasha, Nashe v'birkas hamazon, they deraisa or derabanan? The second shlav of the Gemara frecked, Lemay naf gemina, and what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, interesting, convoluted case. when a man ate kadesavir, which we hold lemaisa the halacha if the raisa, he ate kadesavir, can she be boit to him or not? That was the Gemara's nafkamina in stage two of our four stages. Fret the tzlach, tzlach asks a sugya opening question. So why did the Gemara schlep to the convoluted case of her ability to be moitzi a man? Mineo Bay, you could have found a different nafkamina, whether she's got a chiv, the rice or the rabban. Posh the nafkamina without having to introduce her greedy husband. So when she herself has got a suffix, she's got a suffix whether she's chayavis in birkas of azan, the rice. If her chiv is a chiv, the rice, sveig the rice, the chumra. If her chiv is a chiv, the rabban, suffix, the rabban, the kula. Why did the Gemara choose to come on to the convoluted nafkamina about being moitzi a chirim? Mineo Bay, Mineo Ba. Herself, if she's got a safek, that would be the nafgamina. Why did Gemara choose a more complicated nafgamina? The Tzlach says, from here you see a remes, midelo amar, the nafgamina ha-pashut, says the Tzlach, you see a remes, that according to the Gemara, even if Achir was only Achir of the Rabbanan, but makum safek, she would have mivarech again, and we would not say the normal klal of safek the Rabbanan lekula. That's nirmas, and the Gemara is finding a more convoluted nafgamina. And of course, if that's true, that adds weight to the Mishnah Berurah saying, "Elim chos biyad hamachmirim." In a situation where she's got a safek, we've got machlokes to be keep egg and the shy frying. Do you say sveik sveik or not? Well, if you hold that even if her chir was the rabbanah, the makom safek should have the bench again, that's adding more weight to be machmir in the shayla. But what's up, shat? If her chir was any chir of the rabbanah, the makom safek should have the bench again. What happened to our beloved old klal of safek the rabbanah the kula? So the Tzlach says two mahalchim, we'll see if we can squeeze them in 4 minutes. The first mahalach the Tzlach says is as follows. The Gemara later on says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein, Birkas Hazan, for Klal Yisrael, Bashas Yuridas Haman. Later on, I'm drawing on some help from a Medrash, but later on, Yeshua, Bashas Kinesas Aretz, was Masakein, Birkas Aretz. When they came to Yerushalayim, Dovin and Shlomo were Masakein, Birkas Boyle Yerushalayim. Says the Tzlach, if that's true, Rashi and Tosfos both said reasons why women should be relegated to a mere Darabanan. B'shas Yeridas Haman, when Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein Birkas Hazan for Klal Yisrael, would women have been Bechal that? The reasons which Rashi and Tosfos gave were both reasons which were Shayach to Birkas Haaretz. So in Birkas Hazan, Zot the Tzlach, in the Birkas Hazan, for sure they've got a Chiyav Daraisa. When Moshe Rabbeinu was Masakein Birkas Hazan for Klal Yisrael, they had a Chiyav Daraisa, Mivarech Birkas Hazan. Which means the Gemara Shaila was only a Shaila on the second bracha on Birkas Aretz. So now that means, if a woman ate, let's say she ate Kadei Svir, and now she's got a Safek, whether she's Mavarech or not, on the Birkas Hazan, that's a Safek Daraisa. So Birkas Hazan, in the Klal Yisrael, she'd be Mechiyavis to be Mavarech again, Safek Daraisa Lechumra. And now she's been Mavarech Birkas Hazan, the general Klal is that you have to, once you're Mechiyav to do a Daraisa, you always have to do it Ketakanas Chachamim. If there's a Darabban and Hemshech, you always have to do it properly. If a man had a Safek when he was Mavarech Birkas Hamazon, and he's Choyza Mavarech, he has to say Atoiva HaMeitiv as well, even though Atoiva HaMeitiv is Darabban. Because once you did the Daraisa that you had to do, you have to do Mamshech Ketakanas Chachamim, do Birkas Hamazon properly. Therefore, says a Tzlach, albeit HaEmez Yeridarkoi, the Tzlach himself is Choyza from this Cheshbon, but he says, maybe that's the reason why the Gemara never said that more posh than nafkamina, if she's got a suffix, whether she's a varach, she should bench again. Because even if it's the Rabban, it's only the Birkas Aretz which is the Rabban, not the Birkas Hazan. And once she has to say Birkas Hazan, she has to go vice and do the Rabban as well. That's the first cheshbon of the Tzlach. The second cheshbon of the Tzlach is quite radical. He himself says that he's miskafina lachadish davazer. But I'll just say, for kits and nimrats, the Tzlach is the following aside. And you have to be put chazi, go and see if this is corroborated elsewhere. The Tzlach says the following thing. He says, a normal klal of safek derabana lekula. When do we say that? When you've got a mitzvah, when do we say that? When you've got a mitzvah which is called kula derabana. For example, Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara later has a shita that kriya shema is a mitzvah derabana, not a deraisa. So, in a situation where a person has a safek, according to Rabbi Yehuda, when he's saying kriya shema derabana, he would not be chayza mavarech, because the mitzvah is called kula derabana. However, says a Tzlach, when you've got a mitzvah which is derabanan, mitzvah derabanan which was nitkan ke'ein deraisa, on that you don't say the klal of safek derabanan lekula. Because when the rabbanan were masakin the mitzvah, ke'ein deraisa mitzvah, they were masakin it to follow the rules of a deraisa. And the rules of the deraisa are safek lekula. in a Darabanan, which is not an independent Darabanan, it's a Darabanan, which is Ka'ein Daraisa, there it follows the Klali Hasfakas of the Mitzvah Daraisa, which is duplicating. And therefore, the Gemara never said the Pashta Nafgamina, is it Daraisa, is it Darabanan, the Mai Nafgamina, when she's got a Safek, because even if it was Darabanan, the din would be Safek Lechumra. Says the Tzlach, we'll conclude with this, that with the Shulchan Aruch later paskins, that if you've got a Safek, whether you're Mavarech Birkas Mazon or not, you should be Chayza Mavarech. On that, the Magen Avraham writes, only if you ate Kadei Sevir, then you've got a Daraisa. Says the Tzlach, the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, which the Magen Avraham was commenting on, wasn't much more that way. It sounded like, whenever you've got a Safek, you're Chayza Mavarech. The Tzlach says, according to his Mahalach, it's understood very well, because Ledidan, a man's Birkas Mazon Darabanan, is a vada a Ka'ein Daraisa of a man's Birkas Mazon, is a Ka'ein Daraisa of a man's Birkas Mazon Daraisa. Therefore, says the Tzlach, albeit the Pachad, it would come out that the Kazayas or Kabetz of the Rabbanan, if you had a Safek or them, because those Rabbanans are Ka'ein Daraisa, you'd also be Chayza Mavarech. We use the Dikduk of the Tzlach from the Gemara, that the Gemara didn't say the Pashta Nafgamina in the second stage of whether of the Makum Safek, that adds weight to the Mishnah Brewers, Ein Lim Chayz B'yadoi, in the case of an Isha who ate Kadei Sviya, and she's got a Safek whether she benched or not. Even after the fact that we've got Machalekas Achroina, whether you can say Sfeik's fake or not, we found now three extra things to add to the Ein Lim Chayz B'yad HaMachmir, and that she should be Chayz HaMavarechas again. Have a wonderful day. Yeah.